This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, the great Kate Daly is about to take over on the other side of this quick break. But I wanted to air a report that is 6-7 years old, that we had to dig up to find. They finally found a great job crew, and that deals with the gun control and the attempt to disarm us ahead of the collapse, because they're really worried about having armed people during their engineered collapse. And so Kate Daly's about to take over for the rest of the hour, Owen Schroyer, in 1 hour at 3 p.m. Central. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, my own show. You have the great Arizona Smith, 8 a.m. Central every day with American Journal. But this report, I don't know what you call it. I mean, it's a censored report. Everything we do is censored. It's something that's rare. It's something that's not out there. It's something that needs to be seen. And this is a classic promo going back to they never allowed a rally since the Daughters of Republic of Texas took over the Alamo in the 30s. And so the Texas Land Commissioner put this on almost a decade ago. We went there, we gave a speech about you'll never get our guns, you'll never enslave us. So I hope all the great Instagram and Twitter and Twitch and everybody else that grabs our clips, I hope you get this clip. I hope you get it out to everybody, because this really says it all. So here is the special report. We're going to have it reposted to band.video as the censored Second Amendment rant, but here it is.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this hour. So happy to be with you. I am from katedalyradio.com, and we have a lot to talk about. Last week, I hope you're having a great start to your summer, by the way. I hope it's fantastic, and I really do hope you enjoy a lot of time with your families. I've been camping a lot and to try to get away from the headlines and all the junk, and Jim Gaffigan calls it an exercise in homelessness, which I totally love. We pretend to be homeless for a weekend. It's great, but I absolutely love it, and you know what? We may be camping a lot, depending on what happens in the future. You just never know. So just to get away from all of this. So last week I commented on the timeline at the end of the show. We talked about voting. We talked about the election system and how fraudulent it is. And then at the end, I kind of addressed a little bit of the timeline issues about Uvalde, because even the next day, that night, I had noticed some really clear inconsistencies and thought, well, I'll bring them up because I want to just throw them out there and see if anyone can help me out with that timeline. Well, it's been a week. And I have even more questions. Nothing's been solved. The timeline is now even more bizarre, and I'll share with you why I feel that way, and some solid evidence as to why. But I also think of this in the way of the mainstream media telling you the story. It would be like a courtroom proceeding where the prosecutor gets to say everything the prosecutor wants to say, construct a story. But the defense doesn't matter, doesn't exist, and there's no voice for it. That's kind of how I feel right now. I feel like in society, if you ask a single question about the Uvalde event or any event like it, you are the pariah, not allowed to ask a question. It's as if there is no defense whatsoever. The defense was always good at, once, you know, the prosecutor would sum up the story, they would sum it up with such eloquence that you're sitting there like, oh, well, of course he did it, or whatever the case may be. But then when the defense would present, wouldn't it always be sort of shocking to you that you were like, well, there's some good points being made? And I think in America, what I miss the most, and I've thought about this a lot because I've been talking about false flags. I've been talking about these kinds of situations for a decade. And we're missing curiosity. We are missing curiosity. We are so dependent on mainstream for them to tell us what to think about a certain thing going on, never to ask any questions. They don't ask any questions. They're a bunch of I love how Salente calls them media whores. They really are. So they'll read the script. They want to go up the chain of command. They want the next promotion. They'll read the script and they won't ruffle any feathers. And that's what the media does. So when the scripts are constructed, it is without even revealing to you the single most solitary question you should be asking is, where is the proof of what happened that actually happened? Instead of just telling me what's happening, but I'm not seeing it on screen. Why don't you show me with screen clips? Well, that didn't really happen, did it? Especially in this case. So I will talk about that. But I do miss curiosity, our willingness to want to know things, to want to understand things, and to have things make sense in our minds. We really are missing that quality. You know, we are a dumb people. We really are. We're not smarter than generations before us. I'll put it that way. We're so dependent on the media. But I went back into the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, and 2000s to really kind of look at some of the changes that have gone on in the schools. And you might want to know this. It's kind of interesting. So in the 1950s, They had five incidents, if you will, and at a school that they considered a shooting. So right now in America, they claim 2,000, you know, incidents. What they're claiming is anything that happened around the school, in the vicinity of the school, even if they knew it was gang related, even if they knew it was just something that happens between two people, an act of vengeance, a teacher killing another teacher, because maybe they slept with his wife or something, you know, that kind of thing. So in the 1950s, they had five incidents targeted to basically targeted events where it was one person who had a vengeance who wanted to take it out on somebody else. That was the 1950s. In the entire decade, they had five incidences like that. And as the population grew, you got into 1960s, and they had 10 incidences like that. The whole entire decade. These were pretty small incidences, and the person usually went off to prison, and you had the basic, gang. Oh, it was probably gang related, or it was a situation where the kid did not like the teacher and he came back and he killed just the teacher. It was never anything but that. And so the 1950s, five incidences. 1960s, 10 incidences. Okay. The entire decade. One guy even had diminished capacity. They said that they shoved him off into prison. But these were all high school incidences. When they give the numbers today, they give it all the way up to like beauty colleges and universities and everything else. But everybody in their brain equates it as a school shooting. So everybody thinks the number is a lot higher. It's really not. And when you start to really go through the incidences and you start to analyze them, you're thinking, wow, they sure included a lot of things that didn't end up in anything. There wasn't a death or anything. So that's why they call it incidents, is because they want to make sure that you think the number's high and that all these people are dying, but they really aren't all these decades. So 1970s, I went back to the 1970s. So 50s, you had five, 60s, you had 10. And the 1970s, as the population grew, of course, you have 17 incidences. Two incidences, were kind of a little bit more random in the entire decade. But they were all really targeted and for specific reasons, like somebody was getting teased or somebody stole somebody's girlfriend and that's how they took it out on them. OK, that is relatively low. And considering the fact that our nation, being an armed nation, has always had an extremely low death by gun violence rate. And I mean low. It's quite amazing to me that this is the subject at hand again, like it is every single year. I feel like I'm having the same conversations on the air every single year. And really and truly, we have the lowest because we are armed. And I'm going to bet that you didn't hear one media person say, man, had anyone been armed in this situation, everything would have been fine. You'll never hear it because that's not what they want to do. And you know that. So 1970s, 17 incidences. That's not a lot considering the population jumped a huge amount, okay? 1980s. Let's go into the 1980s. That's the decade I went to high school in. Okay, 28 incidences, almost all of them specifically targeted and a lot of gang activity. Gang retaliation, teacher revenge, teacher against teacher, like adults, not even the kids. And so they had a little bit higher casualties in a couple of them, because in the past, decades and decades and decades, there's usually one victim because they were targeted, right? And so the 1980s, then you got into the 1990s, there were 48 incidences. Of course, our population grew. And then you have a lot of things, right? You have a lot of things at the helm, and we'll talk about that. But you have mostly gang, arguments over girls, suicide pacts, because they include everything. And one incident of four being killed by Kip Kipling. And then you had Columbine. Okay. So you had the Columbine event, and really and truly in the press, when they're talking about these things, they go to Columbine really, because Columbine had the most, even though you had two shooters and you saw everybody running from the school, right? All of those scenes, but there were two shooters. I do have some questions about Columbine, but that's not for today's show. So we go back to Columbine, and then there's been some instances in the 2000s and in 2010s, okay, going all the way up to 2020. What's interesting, though, is that, like, what was it? Kinkle, I'm sorry, I think it was Kip Kinkle. They even said that he exhibited signs of paranoid schizophrenia, all of these types of things, and that he was mentally retarded was what one of the diagnoses that gave him, okay? And that he was hearing voices, voice B, voice C. He said he had a voice who was constantly telling him to kill things. And so that was in the 90s. They also had the West Side School shooting. But really and truly, not a lot, not a lot. I know one of the perpetrators, fathers, was in Columbine, was military, right? Was he military intelligence? That's a good question to ask. And I'll tell you why, when we come back. I'm going to come right back, but I wanted to also say that as we get into the 2000s and 2010s, I'll kind of give you my assessment after going through each and every one of these incidences, because it is really, really rather interesting. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I'm so glad to be here with you and hope you're having a good day. We need a lot more of those good days, don't we? So let me go back. When I was talking about the prosecution, can you imagine sitting in the courtroom and saying, well, why would they lie to us? Why would they lie to us? Let's just not question anything. I think there's a problem with how people are demonized right now for asking questions. Because that would be the equivalent right now of trying to ask questions of the media, but then people turn around and say, well, why would they lie? Everything's great. Yeah. Okay. So in the 2000s, we had 19 incidences in the entire decade. Okay. Now they counted a lot more than that. Things that didn't end up in death or anything like that, but 19 incidences where somebody died, and it was pretty targeted, actually, very targeted. They had one shooting, the Red Lake shooting, with 10, and 10 people being killed, and this was the Native American kid, the one that had been passed around the system, pretty rough life. They say they put him on too much Prozac. So it was kind of interesting circumstances, if you will. But that was in the 2000s. Then they passed the Smith-Mundt Act in 2012. That went from the 1940s Smith-Mundt Act, where they could propagandize to foreigners, and then it was legalized within our country. And that is such a big deal to understand. Because after that point, we had mass shootings with the same type of perpetrator, which is kind of weird. And about the same amount of incidences, although now you add in the incidences where, like Columbine, so that was kind of random in the 90s, right? Or you had the Red Lake shooting, which was kind of random. And then all of a sudden, you had more specific circumstances surrounding ones from 2012. Same type of MO, 18 to 29, same type of person at the helm. And you had multiple events. You had Sandy Hook, Marjorie Stoneman, you had, Santa Fe, and then you have Robb Elementary. So you have some major events and so it jumps from one casualty, and then rarely would you have like a Columbine or something like it. I mean, that was pretty rare. Obviously, there's only a couple of those. And then you went to all of a sudden having a lot of casualties. And I mean a big amount of casualties compared to all of history with these types of shootings. And really what's lacking is motive. Why would somebody want to go into an elementary school and do that? Is there a motive? It seems the odds of being in a school shooting are astronomically high unless the CIA, the FBI, the SWAT team, and the Border Patrol are nearby. Then your odds decrease. So let me give you kind of a couple of things that don't make sense. And I only really want to bring this up because I want it to make sense. Boy, would I love it to make sense, but it clearly doesn't. And really, I'm using their own words to describe what happened. So as I said last week, because I gave you a couple of these, the district tweeted out at 11:17 that everything was just fine at the school, but there had already been an active shooter. So that had already happened. So before 11:17 at the school, and that everything was fine, right? Everything was fine. That's what the district tweeted out. There was an active shooter, and now we're good. Strange. At 11:17, very, very weird, because the authorities say it didn't actually happen till 11:32. Not 11:31, not 11:30, 11:32. Boy, that's kind of a weird time stamp, isn't it? Because you have 11:17, then you have 11:32 when it was supposed to happen, but the school district had said it already happened. Well, that's odd. And then 11 minutes into what was supposed to be the event, the school came out with a time stamp on Facebook at 11:43, the actual elementary school. And they said everything was fine. Everything was fine. In fact, let me read it to you. There is an active shooter. This is what they put on Facebook at Robb Elementary. There's an active shooter at Robb Elementary. Law enforcement is on site. Your cooperation is needed at this time, but not by visiting campus. As soon as more information is gathered, it will be shared. The rest of the district is under secure status. So they put that out at 11:17. Okay. All right. They put that out at 11:17. I'm sorry. That was the district. Then what they did was they said, okay, they said at 11:43, this is what they said, 11:43, I like reverse those. Robb Elementary is what they put on Facebook. Robb Elementary is under a lockdown status. Robb Elementary parents, please note at this time, Robb Elementary is under a lockdown status due to gunshots in the area. The students and the staff are safe in the building. The building is secure in a lockdown status. The students and staff are safe in the building. 11:43, 11 minutes in. Your cooperation is needed at this time, but not by visiting campus. As soon as the lockdown is lifted, you will be notified. The status is lifted. That's what they tweeted out. Really strange, right? Didn't sound like much was going on because they said it was in the area. It wasn't even at the school. But they would have been really in the middle of the event, which is really strange. So then the cops say it lasted for an hour and a half until they put the suspect in custody at 1 o'clock. So 11:32 to 1 o'clock, about an hour and a half of a shootout. But at noon, the district said the kids were transported around noon to the Civic Center in the middle of a shootout. But there were people outside. There were cops standing around. There was media. Nobody saw any kids leave. Nobody saw any gurneys. Nobody saw any action. Nobody saw anything going on. Everybody was in stand-around mode. There was even a helicopter to capture. Nothing. There was nothing. Really strange. You also have missing police chatter tapes at that time, too. You know, I was down in the Las Vegas shooting. I was actually on the freeway, and I had just picked up my daughter from the airport. And what was interesting about that was we were stopped right in front of Mandalay Bay. So we immediately got on to the police chatter. The police chatter was completely different than the story the next day because they were chasing multiple people around Las Vegas. I guess we're not supposed to say that. But I was down there. I was listening to it. This is firsthand. Anyway, so the tapes are missing. So the cops say it lasts for an hour and a half. And in the middle of the shootout, the district said the kids were transported to the Civic Center in the middle of all this with no ambulances, no buses, no ambulances to the hospital, no buses, nobody leaving, nothing. How did they get there? To be picked up by 2 o'clock. In fact, there was a sign outside that even had the teacher that passed away, her name on it, and also a big thing, a water bottle sitting right next to it, right in front of the Civic Center. I have the photo. So really kind of strange. So then the police department said they had him in custody, 1 o'clock, right? But then they said, and they changed it and said that he died in the shootout. Is he in custody or did he die in the shootout at the school? Very strange. And why was the Border Elite team there? Oh, they just happened to be in the area. I want to talk about that when I get back. It's a really strange, just happened to be there in the area kind of thing. But I want to talk about it when we get back. And also, none of this timeline has made sense since the beginning. Still doesn't a week later. We need some answers. I'm Kate Daly. I'll be right back.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law
where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm back with you on the Alex Jones Show today, and just kind of going through some of the things that don't make sense. I want it to make sense. I really do. It's not at all. And here we are a week out, still not making sense. So go back to the Uvalde Memorial Hospital post. They actually posted this post. Information at this time is that an active shooter at Robb Elementary is in custody. UMH is currently caring for several students in the ER. Immediate family of those students are to report to the cafeteria on the second floor. So what about that sentence doesn't make sense? So the active shooter is now in custody, but we're already caring for people here. The problem is that when did anyone leave the school? There's not one single photo or picture of this. Why? And if you've noticed, if I could go as far as to say, since 2012, think about all those events since 2012. Never did you see the ambulances lined up and the people being taken out and all the chaos that ensues when that happens alone, because we're talking a lot of ambulances, a lot of ambulances. But there's never any footage of that. It's really kind of strange. There's never any coroners on site. There's never anything that you would expect to find or see, even in the chaos, at any of these events. That's probably the one thing they have in common. Well, they have many things in common. That's only one thing they have in common, actually. And so, looking back, you go back to the 1950s, things were always targeted. Then it became the unstable, mental patient, something's wrong with him, loner, that now I guess we're all supposed to think is going to happen everywhere in America. That's how they paint it. Okay. And it's the same MO. It's the same, almost the same kind of kid. Gangly, 100 pounds, barely eats, sort of just has sharpshooter skills that no one else on earth has. Not even the most trained. No motive. But they, for some reason, go into a situation where they're going to go and the ability to kill a lot of people in a short period of time with not having those skills, with not having the money to be able to buy the things that they are reported to have. That's kind of strange. I also thought it was really strange, and I'll share this with you too, because this was really weird. The night of the event, there was a guy on Facebook named Alfred Garcia, or Garza. I'm sorry, Alfred Garza. And he had pictures of the little Garza girl. And he was, the picture actually stated, "Come home, baby. Daddy misses you. Daddy misses you." An older guy, more heavy set. Well, the guy on CNN, that's her father, his name, I think, is Angel Garza, right? Angel Garza, Alfred Garza. Well, Alfred Garza on Facebook suddenly took all the pictures down. That's weird. Took all the photos down of her. I went back and checked. Gone. Isn't that interesting? So which is the dad? The skinny younger guy on CNN or the other heavier set guy? Also, there was a picture of the two of them together from 2018. The only problem is that she looks exactly the same from 2018, 3 years ago. And we all know how much kids change. Just throwing that out there. It was really strange to have two different dads claiming to be her dad with the same last name. So it's not like dad and stepdad kind of thing. They both have the same name. That was kind of interesting, I thought. I wanted to share that with you. And they were showing different pictures of Eva Morales. We also know that Eva Morales, her husband, actually, just had conducted a drill where the suspect was a student at the high school several months before. The suspect was having to play dead in the scenario of the school shooting. It's always interesting to me how many drills happen right before an incident happens, a real incident. So, then we had the Border Elite team that I told you I was going to talk about. So, okay, so this gets really strange because this was what was said about this elite team, BORTAC team being there. During the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, the Del Rio Sector Field Office nearby deployed BORTAC to help assist the local authorities, arriving about an hour after the beginning of the shooting. An hour? Okay. I also read that they were just down the street and they were the first ones on scene even before the PD was there. Okay. Another inconsistency. So they ended the massacre by breaching the classroom where the suspect was barricaded, neutralized, and one BORTAC officer was grazed in the head by a bullet. So when you start to read about this group was also deployed during George Floyd protests in Portland, Oregon. Brian Terry was also a BORTAC agent who was killed while pursuing members of a gang that operated along the border of Mexico and Arizona. There's a lot to question about that situation that happened in 2010. In 2020, White House deployed BORTAC to sanctuary cities. Interesting. Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, you name it, Los Angeles, everywhere, San Francisco, for 3 months. And they said they were there to assist ICE agents. See, everybody thinks they're ICE, but they're actually an elite team. And they act as, and it even said, a show of force. Interesting. Then they were there for the Elian Gonzalez episode. They were the ones that executed the raid. They also worked with the Secret Service for the Salt Lake City Olympic Games. Boy, they get around. And during the 1980s, of course, they were down in South America doing hell knows what. I'll just leave that one right there. The whole 80s. South America. We remember that, right? So why? They were also at the riots, special agents, 1,000 riot-trained federal special agent team, and then, of course, many others. I could go on and on. But it said that this was first started in 1984 to deal with disturbances occurring with immigration and naturalization services. Well, they sure moved on, gave themselves a lot of authority they don't have. Now they're a special response team. You're not kidding me. They respond to everything. So is the reason that the press is quickly demonizing the cops in this whole story, because that's where the whole anger has gone, and the press wanted it to go there, and the government wanted it to go to the cops on site. This happened in the Marjorie Stoneman shooting, too. So is the reason to demonize the police, to maybe have more of a, I don't know, federalized BORTAC team? Could be. I think we should kind of remember whenever the media and the government want to direct attention, usually there's a really big agendized reason for it. And so I'd have to go with yes. I'd have to go with yes, Bob, for 20. Yeah, you get the Ginsu knives. I think they would really like to demonize local police. Whether they deserve it or not, they are definitely trying to demonize them so that maybe people are more, I don't know, just a little bit more open to federalize. And I mean, they already are to some extent federalized with training, but I mean really federalized. I mean, did we even know as Americans since 1984 that these BORTAC teams were employed? And they said that they were just down at some drug houses. They just happened to be there at Uvalde. And then, of course, they ran right over because they were in the area, just happened to be in the area. Well, that kid that couldn't afford anything and came from a very poor family, they keep telling you over and over again, had a Ford 250 truck, which is not cheap, and guns worth about $5,000 and a whole lot of ammo he could not afford because he only worked at Wendy's for like a month. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with this whole story, right? So when I come back, we'll wrap it up. I want to bring up some other things that I noticed with this. And we'll wrap it up for you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show. And there's just so much about this that we need to be curious about.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm back with you on the Alex Jones Show. How are you doing today? I hope good, because we need to have a positive attitude moving forward that we can do some things to help wake people up. And really, that is my plea to help educate and wake up and maybe, I don't know, maybe make people a little more curious. Something's got to happen. So a kid that is going to do a shooting and he's 18 and he just got his first gun. I just don't know how or why. I mean, I've got boys this age, right? And they go out and they buy 315 rounds, right, inside the school. And then also, additionally, a total of 922 rounds found on the school property outside the building, consisting of 22 spent cartridges and 900 live rounds. Now, we all know some 18-year-olds. Not the brightest. Not the brightest tool in the shed, okay? And they're going to go out and get all this extra ammo that they don't have money for because they work at Wendy's. They come from a poor family, sleeping on a mattress in the living room, and they have money for all that? Where do they come up with all that? And why would they even think they needed it? I know somebody could say, they said Ramos had purchased 1,600 total rounds of ammunition. How? With what? His grandfather said he didn't even know how to drive, didn't even have a driver's license. And he had just legally purchased a Smith & Wesson, they said, from a local gun store May 17th. Where'd he get the money? Interesting. And he had two. So where'd he get the money? The door was locked. How did he even get in the school? I heard that one of the officers let him in. One of the school officers, resource officers, let him in. With a rifle? Two rifles and all that ammo? I mean, my gosh, the ammo was bigger than he was. How'd he walk around with all that? How'd he carry all that? Why would you do that? And then, of course, with the Boston, or not the Boston, the New York subway, he had all of these different things that he was going to use, all this ammo and everything. Why would you haul all that around and then try to get out on foot? That was the subway shooting. Didn't make sense. The guy couldn't even tie his shoes. He's a pretty large guy. I don't even think he could run, to tell you the truth. But here we have the same kind of situation. Doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. All the guys in these scenarios are scrawny, tiny. There's no way that some of these things could be done physically and without the skills to do it and without a lot of mental capacity. I mean, there's some screwy things going on. And I don't like it when people make it all about the drugs, because I think that's like a directional thing. They want the government to then take over mental health in this country. And I don't think you ever want them to take the kind of control that they want to take. They already have a lot of control. They reached across the aisle. They felt each other up. They're, you know, ooh, we love each other. We love each other. And, of course, we agree that government should be getting control of mental health, right? Republicans and Democrats. We both know they're all the same, right? Okay. And they agree on that. Well, of course, they agree on more control. Why wouldn't they? They're all corrupt. It's a swamp. So we don't want them having control over us and mental health, because then anyone could be a victim of mental health problems. If you don't agree with the government, you could have a mental health problem. If you don't agree with the media, you could now have a mental health problem. But none of these guys could really, I think, pull off something that they attributed to these guys. And so my advice to people is, look, if your kid's in a situation where the feds, the SWAT, and Border Patrol now, BORTAC, comes in to do a drill, you might not want to go to school for a few months. Just going to throw that out there. So let's put it this way. Let's identify it. Okay. These are the same things that happen in situations that I think there's more behind it pulling the strings than we want to admit. So number one, media can never get the facts straight. They can't detail the exact weapon, right? But they got the assailant, and they know exactly why he did it within the first 2 seconds, but they still don't know what weapon. It's very loose in general. Then the assailant is a loner between the ages of 18 and 29. The story never adds up. The numbers change dramatically. And they did. All the victims that were in the hospital pretty much died within an hour. That's a really strange coincidence. Really strange. Right before the nightly news. And so it went from 13 injured to 13 dead. Then it went to 19 dead. Now they have 22 dead. So the assailant also has more skills than without any training. The assailant ends up dead or sent to a mental hospital, like Dylan Roof. We've never heard from him again or about him again, right? Just shoved off. There's usually a lot of money involved and a lot of government payouts. Marjorie Stoneman families are getting huge, huge payouts by the government. And in that South Carolina shooting with Dylan Roof, there was immediate money given. Remember, $29 million by Obama. So a lot of money, a lot of money. And ends up exchanging hands and a lot of money in GoFundMe accounts. And the media will talk about the event 24/7. They'll ignore some, but really focus on some others. And gun control will be at the center of every single interviewer statement from the very, very beginning. Nothing else. Totally politicizing it from the moment it began. It always happens in a place that most figure is safe, but now the message is nowhere is safe, and this is going to happen in every single school because everybody's mental, because everybody's on their phones and everybody's on drugs. Now, I will say drugs do a part. They can actually, yeah, they can change the brain. We're putting too many kids on too many things way too early. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're not going to have a motive all of a sudden be able to buy a whole lot of ammo and go in that they can't afford and go into a school with no motive at all just to go and shoot people up. I don't think that's really possible. That connection. But that connection's being made every single day. So the assailant will always have social media posts that tell you the motive, so no actual police work ever has to be done. And the government will want to always destroy the evidence. They'll always want to take down the school. They'll want to rebuild. Usually there's funding issues. I know that Uvalde Memorial was having some funding issues in February. And the school, by the way, was getting CARES money that was about 40% of its budget, and its enrollment was declining. So you always kind of got to look at maybe the situation the schools were in or what have you. So the news will tell the story, but you're not actually seeing the story. You're just being told the story. Like I said, no gurneys or ambulance. Where was all that? I would love to know. Maybe I'm wrong and got all this. I'm suspicious for zero reasons. Okay, I'll accept that. But where was it all? Because even the hospital said, oh, well, we've been caring for these people. How did they get there? How'd they get there? There's no explanation whatsoever for that. There's a whole lot of pictures with a whole lot of people standing around. And so the government's quick to do payouts, millions of dollars. The police will have bungled. They will have bungled something. There has to be somebody to kind of point the anger to so that no one's really looking at maybe some of these agencies too hard. And then major confusion about the timelines. That's exactly what's been happening. And here we are a week out, and I still have the same questions, even more so than I did from last week. The families, there's a lot of expression of words, but not feeling the real emotions. You know, we can always be empathetic, and I can be empathetic because I got five kids. And so, you know, nobody wants to see anything happen, right? Do I even need to say that? Everybody is empathetic to that. The problem is when you see something that seems really off and you can't put your finger on it. And sometimes I think that's why we have a lot of anger towards these situations, and we don't want anyone to talk about or bring up questions. We already know inside that it doesn't make sense, that something's wrong. And the problem is people are not awake enough to really nail the story behind the story. And as long as we keep giving into this, and as long as we keep not wanting to see it, we're going to have a problem in America. Also, the one thing that I've noticed that usually happens in something that I'm usually very kind of suspicious about is that one person in law enforcement makes sure that no one else goes in for quite a long time. It's kind of weird, right? And I just wanted to bring these things up because if we can get people to ask more questions and at least be curious about a situation that has not added up since the moment it was talked about in the press, then maybe we have a chance to actually save this country. Maybe we actually have a chance with a huge percentage of people that go, something doesn't sit right. Something's wrong here. They're using these things, right? Until then, we feed into it. And then, of course, Mitch McConnell. Oh, what a homely, ugly guy that is. Ugh. Anyway, always on the forefront of, I'm here to concede and give in, and I have no principles, and I'm really weak, and I have zero chin. So that's Mitch McConnell. And you knew it was coming because, of course, bam, 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 you have enough incidences where everyone's fatigued. So we concede and we give in on principles and try to diminish our own Second Amendment. How unfortunate, how evil, how sad. So I just wanted to bring a couple things up. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com for the Alex Jones Show in this hour. And I really hope we start paying attention to the details and the things that were not shown. Those are the most important things. The things we don't see on TV.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.